Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton's top local story now. California Governor Gavin Newsom touts the state's economy. He's also talking about solutions to homelessness across the state of California. He says it's a problem that's been ignored. Let's get a live update now from KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Chris, the governor started on a high note here, touting California's multi-billion dollar, that's with a B, billion-dollar budget surplus, and he says 1 in 7 new jobs in the current economic expansion nationwide, that they've been created right here in California.
Simply put, California is the rocket fuel powering America's resurgence that, let me be clear, began under the leadership of President Barack Obama.
Newsom quickly turned to homelessness, describing it as a problem that affects everyone in California.
Black Californians comprise 8% of L.A. County's population, but 42% of its homelessness. A recent poll found that nearly one half, one of every two Latinos in the state, are afraid that they or a family member could become homeless.
He says as of today, more than 280 state-owned properties have been identified as places available to become homes for the homeless. His address still underway. Started about 10:45, expected to go more than an hour. Chris, back to you.
Air Force One has now touched down at Palm Springs Airport, bringing President Trump back to Southern California. He arrived about 45 minutes behind schedule this morning. This followed the president's brief stopover in Las Vegas for a breakfast fundraiser. He'll be attending another fundraiser this afternoon at Oracle CEO Larry Ellison's private estate in Rancho Mirage. After that, the president flies to Bakersfield to speak with a group of farmers there before heading to a campaign rally tonight in Phoenix. Medical marijuana users will be protected from getting fired over a positive drug test if a new bill making its way through the state capitol in Sacramento becomes law. Dale Garinger with the California Normal Group tells KNX he supports the bill.
It recognizes that seriously ill people who need marijuana for medicine should have the same right to employment protections as people who use prescription drugs such as opiates or amphetamine.
The bill would not protect those who use medical marijuana while at work, so they could still be fired over that. It also does not apply to police officers, airline pilots, and some federal contractors who are required by federal law to be drug-free. Opponents of the bill say they're concerned about workplace accidents caused by pot users who tend to be more likely to get hurt on the job. Four girls were hurt this morning after a school bus smashed into a power pole near Dodger Stadium. Los Angeles Fire spokesman Nicholas Prang telling KNX, the crash brought down the pole, created a very dangerous situation.
All the students and the driver were able to clear the vehicle without being harmed by any of the electrical hazards.
But four girls on board, aged around 12 years old, were taken to the hospital after being injured by the impact of the crash. They're said to be in fair condition. Nick Flores of LA Schools Police tells KNX the driver reported his brakes had failed. He says the crash put cut power to Solano Elementary School.
The bus hit a power pole, which caused a power outage to that school. So the school is operating right now on backup batteries.
This was a charter school bus not owned by the LAUSD. An aspiring rap star has been shot and killed in a home invasion robbery early this morning. It happened in the Hollywood Hills.
L.A. police rushed to the scene on Hercules Drive on a report of shots being fired during the robbery. LAPD Captain Steve Lurie revealed the 911 call actually came from out of state.
The radio call was called in by someone from back east and stated a friend of theirs' home was being broken into by multiple suspects and that one of them was armed with a handgun.
One man was shot and killed during the incident. Police did not release his name, but TMZ news director Brad Appleton says they learned pretty quickly who it was, a 20-year-old rapper.
We know 100% it was Pop Smoke, who was killed this morning.
And he told KNX there was a party hours earlier at the home and that Pop Smoke was posting photos, including one with a friend who was holding a large sum of money.
So unclear if that was a possible target.
Police were interviewing other people who were in the home at the time. There were several witnesses, and Captain Lurie says they're not exactly sure how many people broke in. It could have been as many as six. In Hollywood, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
L.A. City Planning Commission has shut down an appeal by residents in the Fairfax District who want to stop the construction of a homeless shelter. The 50-unit complex is said to be sitting at a La Brea in Willoughby. This resident says she was not properly notified of the project when it was first developed.
Since we're so close to this particular piece of property, I do think the people who are going to be building over here should be talking to people who live here.
Members of the La Brea Willoughby Coalition also say approval process of the building bypassed an environmental review. But Planning Commission member Dana Perlman says the review is not needed.
There's absolutely zero, not just no substantial, there is zero evidence of significant impacts here.
The development, to call the point on La Brea, will be 5 stories tall and will have 5 parking spaces. The site is currently home to an auto repair shop.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.